missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
It's Shaw versus the man.
Well, we're just talking about the city's new ways to deal with unshoveled sidewalks.
Right.
The city has an ordinance that says all sidewalks must be cleared within 24 hours. That makes sense. You know, Right. Make sure that everybody, can, including the disabled,
well,
can get through.
Yes. And a lot of this has to do with the guy who got hit right over on the bridge, kind of. I mean, not a lot, but let's. Right. I mean, like, that's kind of what they're trying to avoid,
right?
Right. A slippery sidewalk where somebody can fall down.
Well, there's a lot of property owners, too, Shaw, who aren't necessarily the homeowner that lives there, right?
Right.
They're the landlords, and who's doing the shoveling, and they don't, right? And then it sits there and
impassable for people who have,
So that makes sense to all of us.
That makes sense, yes.
And originally, the system was?
The inspection department would go around looking for violations. They would then contact a private contractor who would go clear the sidewalk. The city would send you a bill and a fine.
Okay.
Now they've removed a step from that process. So instead of the inspection department looking for violators, the company that clears the sidewalks is actually the one looking for violators.
Okay.
Well, what I learned yesterday, when I got home, was because I had a little orange tag warning on my door, and a number of others in my neighborhood did. Then I talked to some other people last night who also did. So clearly there was a crackdown.
They went around and looked for violators.
Yeah. And now in my case, I don't think there was even a tenth of an inch of snow on my sidewalk.
Barely a dust.
Enough. I did shovel it off, of course, and it didn't even fill up one shovel full.
Right.
All the snow that I had to remove. But so I'm looking at this this orange tag, which contains the actual ordinance on the back of it. It's 5.08 of the city code dealing with snow, ice, and debris removal. I'll try. I'm going to need to take a breath.
Okay.
This is how it reads. Try and make sense of this. Snow and ice on sidewalks. The owner, agent, occupant, or person in charge of each and every building fronting upon or adjoining any street, and the owner or agent of every unoccupied building or parcel of land fronting as aforesaid, shall clean the sidewalk in front of or adjoining such building or unoccupied lot or building, as the case may be, of snow and ice to the full width of such sidewalk to the pavement, except those sidewalks where the distance from the edge of the sidewalk, including the width of the sidewalk to the back of the curb, is less than 8 feet, then the minimum width shall be 48 inches. Within 24 hours after it ceases to fall and cause the same to be kept free from snow and ice, provided that when ice has so formed on any sidewalk that it cannot be removed, the persons herein referred to shall keep the same sprinkled with ashes, sand, or salt, provided also that in case snow shall continue to fall for some time, then and in that case it shall be removed immediately after it shall cease to fall. The owner, agent, occupant, or person in charge of a corner lot or crosswalk shall also keep free from snow and ice any and all curb ramps extending past the curb and gutter to the edge of the street pavement.
What?
I mean, I could go on, but you get my point here.
Dude, you lost me.
Can't you just say you got to clear your sidewalk within 24 hours after the snow falls?
I had the first paragraph with the wherein and aforementioned and the sidewalk and next to and adjoining. Once you started talking about 8 feet and curbs, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
I'm going to have to get a tape measure out to know what the hell they're talking about.
Boy, what a bunch of rat bastards to not only do something like that.
Plus, they're trying to confuse me. They're messing with my head.
Well, and that's the thing, right? They're trying to confuse you so they can get you on a technicality, right? It's like this. It's like domestic disturbance, you know? It's just a blanket statement that they could basically say, well, you're being too loud, so you're domestically disturbing people.
So, and I'm not alone here, you know? I'm not
so
the only
you
guy.
You shoveled.
Of course I shoveled,
the end result is that, and so had you got...
If I had not shoveled, then they would presumably would have come back.
Does that say
they
that in there?
No, it doesn't say that in here. It says everything else but that. They would have come back, cleared the walk, sent me a bill. It's like X number of dollars per feet, so it's a couple hundred bucks to clear a sidewalk, plus a fine. So, at least to their credit, they give you a warning, but this blaringly orange...
But does it say
now, what if you have a what if you have someone you pay to do it, and then they don't do it, or is a
still
homeowner?
On you, yeah.
Yeah.
God. Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.